So my party, the Socialist Equality Party, is Trotsky's party. It's the fourth international. We produce the World Socialist website, the largest red socialist website in the world, articles on politics, news, culture, etc. As the name of the party implies, we say you can't have socialism without equality, and you can't have equality without socialism. The work that Kate Pickett and Richard Wilkinson of Equality Trust is to be welcomed for having raised the issue of inequality and showing how unequal societies make all manner of social problems worse. The warmth of the response to the work is a product of widening and deepened hostility to the free market and growing opposition to the political establishment that has promoted it. The fact that no one party is able to command a majority is testament to the alienation from official politics of vast sections of the population. The issue of inequality has undoubtedly struck a chord with the many millions, like was shown in the film, who find it more and more difficult to make ends meet or attract in poverty in a sea of plenty. But escalating opposition to pervasive inequality inevitably raises the question, what are we going to do about it? How can anger at the depredations of the free market be translated into an alternative programme? Now, it is here that the prescriptions advanced by the authors of the book, the Equality Trust and others, falls flat. What is being offered is for Britain to be a bit more like Sweden and Japan, France and Germany, anywhere where public spending is a little higher after three decades of the free market. The fact remains that Sweden, Japan, France and Germany actually want to be more like the UK and the US. Sweden, which has long been praised as a role model for social harmony, is now cited as a country with the fastest growing levels of social inequality in the OECD. Japan is led by a right-wing warmonger who's committed to rearmament, austerity and pro-market restructuring. So we have to ask ourselves, given such hostility to inequality and the sound arguments being made that does not make sense, why does it keep on growing? Politics is not a debating society where you convince the other side of the correctness of your position. Every country in the world is run by political parties that represent the interests of a semi-criminal financial oligarchy. A few score super-rich with more money than anyone in world history want nothing more than more money for themselves. And they get it because parties of whatever formal coloration, whether red, blue or green, do their bidding.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, it actually expresses that sort of anger that's rumbling away up under the surface, and it's going to explode. And I don't think any of these parties have got anything to offer. The Labour Party was the first one to start bringing in all these benefit cuts. Billy Band in the manifesto has pledged to unending austerity. The IMF today says that none of the parties, what they're producing in terms of austerity, is going to solve the debt problem. So things are only going to get worse. That's why I say the only solution is the socialist reorganisation of society. Something that hasn't been mentioned here is the threat of war. Worlds divide up into competing nation states. You've seen the way that came very close to war in Ukraine with the threat of nuclear weapons. And that's the future that's being offered to young people. And no one in this election is talking about war. After the election, they're going to start ramping up the military again. Back to Iraq. We are fighting to educate people and to tell people about the threat of war, which is not being talked about in this election. We're the only party that says point blank, we're a socialist party, we're unambiguously stand for the overthrow of the profit system and for socialism. We're for a workers' government and an economy to meet the social needs of the many, not the selfish thirst for profits of the few. We don't accept that all you can hope for is a bit more income equality and leave the real source of a far greater inequality untouched. We intend to expropriate the banks and corporations and the vast personal fortunes of the super rich. Such a socialist Britain, part of the United Socialist States of Europe and the socialist world, is the only way to bring about genuine equality.